My glasses.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so now we have our time. So I'll tell you how this goes. We have four segments. I'm going to be asking you questions, all of which you'll be able to answer pretty easily. And at the end of every segment, there's some music. I know when that goes on. So if you hear me talking for a while, it's just so that you don't get cut off by the music. And what I always do is I give a good plug to whoever is speaking. So do you want everybody to go to the optimal.me? Where would you like them to go to be able to access the
app? Yes, that would be. Yes, so www.theoptimal, which is one word. People often get that confused. So theoptimal.me, that's definitely the place for them to go. Thank
Excellent.
You.
And we're going to start, of course, to make it easy, we're going to start with talking about functional exercise. What is functional exercise? Is that okay?
Perfect.
Great. And you'll hear my introduction. I actually just wrote an article about this. So before I knew that
wonderful.
You existed. Yeah, so this is like a little bit of a companion piece to a blog, and it's going to bring it all together for everybody. Very exciting. So before, while Stuart is looking at the music and everything, how's it going? I mean, are people, it seems so important
yeah.
right now for people to do this. How's it going?
So we started this and got going kind of quite some time before this now, and we actually realized towards the end of last year that people really didn't know much about functional movement. It was quite surprising to us. So that's been the education part has been hard for us, but now, thankfully, I think there's a real good trickle coming in, especially for people in midlife and kind of beyond, because everything
right.
they're seeing is high energy, you know, HIIT, CrossFit, all kinds of things that really most of us
right.
sort of can't be doing anymore. So it,
very,
it really
good.
Is starting to pick up. Mm.
Perfect. And I know a lot about it, so I'll be able to ask you a lot of questions. That'll be a lot of fun. The only thing I always ask before we start is there one thing that you would like me to get out or ask you that you'd really be disappointed if the show is over and you didn't get that thought out?
I think potentially the whole issue around whole body movement as opposed to the isolated exercise. I think that's the
Got it.
You know the one thing that kind of makes it different and makes sense.
Great. I assure you we'll talk about that more than once. Okay, Stuart, we are ready.
Okay.
And we just need to be quiet now. Mm-hmm. Yes, we're going to be quiet now.
No, 5 seconds, 10 seconds. You want to drop in? Nope.
I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
And hello, 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 this is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And I have something that might actually not just save your life, that's minimal, but it might give you a better figure. Now, that's important. And we're talking about functional exercise today. Do not turn off this podcast. This is going to be the game changer for you. I am so excited about it because a couple of weeks ago, I wrote a blog post called I've Grown Accustomed to My Mace. And it was about the fact that at home, I don't have a gym. So what should I do? How am I going to keep my figure over the age of 70? It's taken 70 years to produce this thing. I really don't want to go backwards. And I have a personal trainer who I cannot see, of course, and she wrote me an email. And the email was, well, let's try some functional exercises. And I started to hula hoop. I actually used a heavy piece of iron, which wasn't really a mace, but it could have been because they're using that too. And guess what? I even went out and I raked the lawn. In other words, I was doing something functional for my body, not simply doing push-ups or treadmill, etc., etc. So how am I going to do that at home? Guess what? I get an email, and the email says www.theoptimal.me. It's an app. It's an app, and it is perfect and wonderful for people over the age of 40, and I really wanted you to know about it. So thank you so much, Liz Grantham, for being the courage behind bringing the idea of functional exercise to everybody else. And you're speaking to us from Johannesburg, Africa, am I correct?
You're correct. Good morning, Adrian. Thank you for inviting me to join you today.
So you're in South Africa. I've actually been to Johannesburg. We'll talk about that a little bit later. And of course, it's become at one point one of the retirement cities, believe it or not, for a lot of people in the U.S. So it's a lot to talk about there. But let's start with this concept. Now, we all have an idea of what exercise should mean or does mean. But when you're over 40, and I would say over 50, 60, 70, or 80, mm-hmm. there's another kind of exercise that's kind of hidden from us. It's not the first thing that you learn when you go into your gym. And we call it functional exercise. But clue us in. Explain exactly what you mean by functional exercise.
I think the first thing to really understand about functional exercise or functional movement is it's really about going back to basics. You know, as time has evolved, modern man has forgotten about the fact that our bodies were built and designed to move in a certain way. And, you know, our ancestors, whether they were the early hunter-gatherers who, had to hunt and be very active in order to survive, or whether it was then farmers, that were farming, they all used their bodies in a way that was very functional. They had to sprint, run, twist, turn, rake and hoe, and they used their bodies in the right way. As we've entered into this kind of the time of modern man / the thinker, we've started sitting a whole lot. And, our whole environments are designed around less movement rather than more movement. Technology also has made sure that we move less and less. We're not doing the gardening or the housekeeping, all the things that our parents and generations before us were doing. We're doing less and less so that we can supposedly be more productive in our daily lives. And what's happened is our bodies have become less and less functional. And what functional movement really means is the ability to move our bodies in the most skillful and energetically efficient way for whatever the task or action is that's required of us. So, somebody who's younger is going to have completely different functional requirements to those of us in midlife and older. And what happens when we're doing functional movement and functional movement exercises or integrated functional movement, which, we'll talk a little bit about, is that we start using our bodies in a balanced way. And what happens when we do that is suddenly all our tendons, muscles, and joints start helping us align. And, we feel better. We certainly keep the weight off. It helps with not only our flexibility or mobility, but also with our strength training. So what I love about it is that it's not a fad. It's not fashionable. You don't need any fancy equipment. You don't even need huge amounts of space. But it really just has a massive impact on one's ability to get through kind of daily life, especially those of us that are a bit older, because, we start experiencing kind of the natural aches and pains of aging, no matter how fit we are. And functional movement really helps mitigate against all of those kind of ailments that we start getting as we age.
Yeah, and I want to bring out, too, that there's another aspect of this that's very, very physiological and very biological. One of the things that's going on now with the coronavirus is we're understanding the real detriment of an immune system that isn't working properly. Mm. And why our immune systems as we get older, I'm learning from my scientific friends and my scientists that I'm hanging out with these days, is very, very simple and yet complex at the same time. What happens is because the immune system is weak, we may not be able to fight the virus. That we understand. But another thing can happen. Because the immune system is so used to inflammation, is so used to problems as we get older, it can overreact to a virus. When it overreacts, it gets inflamed. The whole system gets inflamed. And that's very dangerous. So it's almost like poison ivy. So a poison ivy is not dangerous. But for some people, they have an overreaction to something that is actually less dangerous, and that's what makes them sick. Same here. So what does it mean to functional exercise? The more you can keep the inflammatory, sometimes scientists actually call it inflammaging, the inflammatory aspects of your body down, the more your immune system is tuned, the better off you are. And it's questionable whether something that is artificial like Zumba, yes, it is movement or isolated movements of the body, is as good as what you were talking about, Liz, and that is old-fashioned movement for a reason. In other words, to function right day to day. It's a big difference, right? And you talk a lot about these isolated movements, and which is not really holistic. So before the end of our segment, tell us a little bit about that, because I know it's a big point that you want to bring out.
So, you know, I often like to say, and we have a wonderful coach on the Optimal.me whose program we have adopted. And I was so grateful to have met him because I was actually suffering from terrible inflammation in my body, just simply from sitting and working and stress and, you know, being behind my computer for hours and hours every day. And what I've learned is that, you know, we have over 600 muscles in our bodies, and Every muscle, tendon, joint has a job to do in terms of keeping us balanced, keeping us functional, and keeping us moving. And what often happens, I think, and has happened in society over time, is that exercise and movement became about beautification, about the perfect body, and what was the perfect body. Now, look, as you were saying earlier, you know, you've been working at your body for all these decades. You certainly don't want to let it go now. Neither do I. And I do want to look good. But I also, more importantly for me now at my age, is I want to feel good. You know, I want to feel energized and, you know, ready to tackle things and not be frightened that I'm going to trip or fall or any of those things that kind of happen. And when your whole body works together, and I think that anybody that's listening can actually do that. You know, when you move one joint, if you're moving, you can feel all kinds of other parts of your body moving. So our body is made up of a whole lot of individual parts, but they all work together. You know, all the systems of our body support each other. So it's the same for exercise, and you were talking about the physiological impacts of movement on the immune system, etc. It's the same for how our body works. If we're going to go to the gym and we know that on Monday we do an upper body workout, our trainer does that with us, and we do a little bit of cardio on the treadmill, and then on Tuesdays or Wednesdays, say if we go three times a week, we're going to work on our core strength, and then on Friday we do lower body and our you know glutes. What we're doing is we're working all these individual muscles, which, you know, still use other parts to do, but we're not combining our upper and lower bodies. We're not necessarily twisting and rotating, which is so important. We're not always working on the range of motion in our joints. We're looking at, you know, how am I going to have a perfectly defined bicep or whatever. Right. And, you know, that just is no good for us in the long term, because when I need to reach to the back seat of my car and turn and twist around to pick something up that's fallen, or when I want to lift groceries out of my car or climb stairs and do kind of functional things, my upper and lower body needs to work together, and I really need to be balanced and stable to be able to do that. And that's what I really love about functional movement, is that it's a whole body workout, or it's, you know, moving your whole body so that everything stays aligned and working together, because that's what kind of helps us, you know, never mind our immune systems and all of those things, but we just age a whole lot better if we are able to move functionally well.
And when we come back, we're going to actually make a connection between the activities of daily living, and I'll explain to everybody where that comes in from the money point of view of their life, believe it or not, and this wonderful app, which you can access, and you can access it right now, actually, at www.theoptimal, all one word, theoptimal.me. Don't you go anywhere.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
Okay, so you see how it goes? Pretty good, right? We're
lovely,
in a little bit
Edwin,
of a break now.
Full of beans.
Okay, that's great. I am going to talk a little bit when we come back about the mind-body experience and how you also integrate some of the food and other ideas into it. And we'll also talk about what happens when you go to the app itself, what they'll find there, okay?
Okay.
Because, you know, we have to paint a little
Perfect.
Bit of a word picture. Okay, Sue, we're ready.
Great.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy.
And hello, 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 and this is Adrienne Berg once again welcoming you to Generation Bold, the fountain of truth about aging. So first of all, this today, our topic is functional exercise. I'm here with Liz Grantham, who is with us all the way from Johannesburg. I don't even know if it's nice to say Joburg, but that's what the way I used to say that. I was actually brought out
exactly.
there, believe it or not. Yeah, I was brought out there as a journalist. To work there and also to work in Zambia on some of the issues
Wonderful.
That were going on at that time. It was very dangerous to go to a safari, but not in those two countries. And they actually wanted to differentiate themselves from other countries I won't name, where people were being shot. They were being shot by poachers and so on in other countries and was ruining their tourism. And they brought a bunch of journalists out who spoke to the mature audience, because who travels on safari but a little bit wealthier, older adults. Mm. And they just wanted to have a little bit better press. And we did. We spent a couple of weeks there, including not bungee jumping off Victoria Falls when everybody else did. They suited me up, but I wouldn't go at the last minute. Well, I do. It's a regret, one of those regrets of my life, but I didn't do it, I have to admit. However, it's a beautiful country, and it also ended up that particular city in Cape Town, particularly, actually became a mecca for retirees from the U.S. So if you are going to have a wonderful life, one of the things you have to do is move, and that is what we are speaking with Liz Grantham about. She is the brains behind the Optimal.me, which is an app. It's an app. You can actually access that right now. We're going to tell you what you find when you do in a minute. But I want to bring out something that has to do with money that Liz did not expect me to talk about. When you have long-term care insurance, it's very interesting. What you are actually getting money for is your inability to do the tasks of daily living, which means feeding yourself, washing yourself, going to the bathroom yourself. Now, some of those things become an incapacity because you have a really difficult disease like Alzheimer's or a dementia or Parkinson's. But some of that happens also because your body becomes less functional as a result of arthritis, other inflammations, other things where if I would tell you what the problem was, you really couldn't put your finger on it. You just can no longer do the activities of daily living. Now, the fact is, some of that comes from being sedentary. There is a wonderful book. It's called Sitting Kills. And it's absolutely true. And we've recently had Exercise is Medicine the name of a book, one of our authors was here right on our show. It is really true. And that's why when I bring you something like the optimal.me, it's not just, you know, for a product that they're not paying to be on here. I really want you to know about this, because in these weeks, we can become in extreme difficulty by being even more sedentary and sequestered than any time before. So let's go, Liz. With regard to this particular digital program that you've created and helped bring to the world, what do people find? I mean, it's radio, so we have to give them a little bit of a word picture of what they find when they go on the site.
So when you go to the optimal.me, you're going to find a really, outside of our fantastic functional movement program, which is video-based, so there are hundreds of online videos that you can follow. The first thing that we've done, because we understand that starting anything new can be quite daunting, especially for some of us that are not as tech-savvy as our younger fellow citizens are, is we've actually created a wonderful course that's called First Steps to Physical Freedom. And what that is a guided 21 days of really being able to slowly and progressively start practicing a daily functional movement routine. And we've provided a 5-minute one. So for those people who are not that active or who, you know, want to just start slowly, they can do 5 minutes, or there are 15-minute integrated movement routines. And we even have a little assessment at the beginning so that you can check whether you should do a beginner or intermediate course. So I think at this time, while we are all kind of stuck at home and really not able to move too much, that's the first thing you're going to find on our site that's going to be interesting. The second thing is that we also really believe in all things functional, not just functional movement. So the philosophy of the Optimal Me is, how do we age well without having to be relying on pharmaceuticals? Because, you know, for me, that's kind of part of my whole reason for doing this is that, you know, I grew up with a mother who had to take quite a lot of medication, and I just never wanted to have to do that. So what we also approach and really dig into, and very age appropriately, is also food and nutrition, and how our approach to how the fact that everything that we eat actually also has an impact on our bodies and on our health and on our inflammation levels and on our immune systems. So there's a lot of information about nutrition and how to eat better for certain ailments that you might have. So we've got covered things like arthritis and a lot of information on inflammation, because that really is something that's become quite a big problem for people. You know, what we can expect of our bodies as we get older and the things that we need to work towards mitigating. And then we also have what we call a self section where we cover some of the health issues we face. And we really curate information from very reliable sources. So all of the things that the articles that you'll find on our site about health, wellness, nutrition, that we have all come from, you know, Harvard and really reputable places. Because what I found, and part of my reason for really wanting to do this, outside of just wanting to shout from the rooftops about how brilliant functional movement is that, you know, searching the internet, you can really just go down a rabbit hole. And before you know it, you know, hours have passed and you still don't necessarily have the answer you want, or you've got such confusing, conflicting information. And that really was one of the things that we wanted to achieve with the Optimal Me, was to make it easier for people looking for information. You know, we're not a medical website, so we don't claim to be any of that, but just to find, you know, really reputable information to think about, to kind of look at yourself holistically, as opposed to this is only about body. You know, we believe that body, mind, spirit all work together to make us, you know, happy, age well, and healthy, so that we can stay independent and moving about doing the things we love. And that really
you know
is what's behind.
You know, I want to say one thing, Liz, what is behind it. One of the things that got me that I really enjoyed in the copy that you sent was getting older, bolder, and better. And Generation Bold actually comes from the word that my daughter, who is 28 years old now, said, when you get old, you get bold, Mom. And that's really what this is about. It's not just about not getting older. We all want to actually get older. But what does it mean? And if it can mean being more out there, being more active. I know folks who never skied in their life that ski now. And they're over 70 or over 80, and they're skiing for the first time. We had a Dr. Erica Miller, who is 87, and she came back last week from bungee jumping. And she flew out, and she also tandem jumped out of a plane.
Skydive.
She went to the base camp. Mm. Yeah, skydive. She went to the base camp at Everest. So these are not things that she did all of her life. She was not a young athlete who just continued to be athletic as she got older. I have a YouTube of myself hula hooping. When I was a kid, I could not do the hula hoop. Now I do 400. 400, that's a lot.
Brilliant.
Pretty good. Yeah, all at one time. So I know that these things, which don't have to do with simply 12 reps three times, which is what we think of today as exercise, right? Can really make a difference in the way you live, in the way you live. And we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what's appropriate and what's inappropriate. Can we go too far when we're a little bit older in the level of our exercise? Mm-hmm. Do we have to stick with chair yoga? I don't think so. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy. And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Okay, now in this segment here, I want to talk a little bit personally about what each of us does. I think people kind of like to know the real thing and what we don't do. You know, what's hard. There's certain things I can't do and don't do. And it's probably the same with you. Some things you can do or won't do. But you've got your own routine. I've got my own routine. I'm sure they're very different. And we'll just say what it is. I think people want to hear that. Is that okay?
Mm. Of course.
Okay, Stu, we are ready.
I love your jingle.
Right. I'll tell you about that on the air, actually. Stu, but we probably will have a drop-in of the store.
Okay. 10 seconds.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. Now, a little bit of housekeeping here. First of all, do go to our website, which is generationboldradio.com, generationboldradio.com, and give us your email address, and you will get our weekly Monday newsletter that gives you some hints and tips on aging successfully that I've learned during the week, gives you some blogs and links to the blogs that I've written, gives you more information about our podcasts and the folks who are on those podcasts, and a lot more. It also gives you the ability to ask whether you would like me to be a speaker at one of your events. I do that almost all over the world. Unfortunately, I had one booked in England, at Harrogate, one booked in Amsterdam, and I don't think I'm going to either one of those. But the fact is that I do travel, have mouth, will travel. And if you're interested in successful aging or a business that wants to understand the boomer market and the older and mature adult markets or caregivers, let me know. And you can simply do that by going to generationboldradio.com. I will also say that if you go there, and Liz Grantham said, oh, I like your jingle, but she didn't say it in the Brooklyn accent like I just did. She said in a different kind of accent. It sounded much classier, actually. She says, I like your jingle. Well, Liz, that jingle is a 10-minute play. It's part of a 10-minute actual play with three characters that I commissioned from a Broadway lyricist. And if you go to my website, generationboldradio.com, you can hear the whole 10 minutes. It's a lot of fun. Very, very good
music. Well, I'm going
to
be doing that.
Yeah, well, have fun. So let's go to something. One of the things I was saying during our break, our listeners know I schmooze with the guests during the break, was let's tell people what we individually do. I'll tell them what I do, and then I really want to hear, because I don't know what your routine is, and I'm curious. But my routine is kind of strange. I'm going to tell it very quickly before coronavirus and after coronavirus. All right? So before coronavirus, I went to the gym. And I did pretty much what you just said in our other segment. I did have a personal trainer. I don't always have one because I don't always want to spend the dollars. But after very long vacations away in South America, I felt I needed it because I look kind of like a roly-poly. But most of the time, I will do a lot of strength training. I do very little on machines. It's all free weights. I learned free weights when I was about 55 years old, and I've been doing free weights for about 15 years, more than 15 years. I do use the treadmill, and I do a lot of crunches, squats, and things for the core. And that's what I did in the gym. Now I got home. I don't have anything. I don't even have a treadmill in my house. So one of the things that I do is I do a lot of walking, and I'm a free walker, and I want everyone to look at freewalkers.org. We can walk 30 to 50 miles in one day, and I've been doing that for about 10 years. So at home now, that's what I do. I do many, many miles of walking when I'm not working, and I lift soup cans, which the king of Sweden taught his folks to do, because if they didn't have money to go to the gym, soup cans in bags can be very heavy, folks. You can do that. And I hula hoop and I jump rope. So those are the things that I can do at home very cheaply with no gym. I have no gym, and I don't have a lot of gym space either. But it is my plan, because I, by the way, I'm on your app, Liz. So we're talking about to Liz Grantham, and her app, which you should all go to, is www.theoptimal, all one word, theoptimal.me. And it's a freebie for this time during the sequestration. And I think you'll probably love it and stay with it, hopefully all your life, because these are things you can do all your life. So that's what I actually do. I even put a hula hoop video of myself on YouTube, because I look so ridiculous. And I want everybody to see it's okay to be ridiculous, because when I put on my tight dress, I don't look so ridiculous after I've hula hooped for a while. It's very good for the waist. So that's what I do in real life. It's actually it. How about you? Now, you're studying this. This is your life, understanding functional exercise.
Yes.
And what do you do personally?
So personally, I really don't like going to the gym. It's a real struggle for me to get away from my desk and to, you know, to take the time. I'm always, you know, as I like to say, I read a beautiful book about, you know, people in Kenya way back when. And this woman wrote in an interview that, you know, in those days, we didn't live by the tyranny of the clock. And it's one of those marvelous sayings that has always just stuck in my mind, because,
yes,
you know, my life is all about kind of TikTok deadline rush do. So for me, what I've managed to do is, number one, pre-lockdown, I do like to swim. So swimming has always been something I've always done. I've never liked any other exercise. I don't like to run. I don't like to do anything. But I think I've always liked swimming because it's also a whole body exercise. You know, when you're doing it, you're doing everything together. And I just think instinctively for me, that's always been something that has really kind of made me work better. So when Yanni, whose movement program we based our functional movement around, was living in Johannesburg, it was wonderful because I would go and do his classes for 50 minutes three times a week, and I felt fantastic. Then he moved off to Thailand to go and pursue slightly some different work. And I also travel a lot, so I needed to find a way to kind of do exercise, but in this whole body way. So my days now start off with, you know, I get up in the mornings and I do 15 minutes. That I just know that once my day gets going, I'm generally a disaster. So in a normal time, I get up and I do 15 minutes because I know at least I've got going and started my day like that. I also like to walk, and we're not even allowed to walk outside of our properties right now. So I actually have some steps up and down, and I have promised myself for every day that we are locked down, I do an extra flight, just to kind of keep me in the quite steep stairs. So, you know, that keeps me going. But I also do a lot of balancing exercises through my day. You know, often if I'm standing at the copy machine, I'll stand on what, you know, left leg for 30 seconds, right leg for 30 seconds. And because I often suffer from stiffness in my upper body, I do, you know, I've learned some of these wonderful functional movement patterns because that's what really helps me. So I do quite a lot of, you know, often I get up from my desk for 5 minutes or if I've been sitting for a long time. And I will do 5 minutes of twisting and rotating and flexing and extending just because I find that that helps me then get back to work and be focused and able to kind of think clearly again. So I must say the other thing that I'm doing now in this time that I generally don't do is I'm doing a lot of housework. And I'm vacuuming and washing and hanging things up and dusting up bookshelves and top shelves and, you know, up and down ladders. And doing far more of that than I normally do on a normal week. You know, there's nothing like having to get onto your hands and knees and clean a floor, or clean your oven, if you've been cooking and need to do that. So I must say housework has really amped up my functional movement.
So that's actually the whole point here. It's not only to look good. By the way, I think looking good is very important. Vanity. To me, is one of the great motivators of successful aging, very seriously. And I think a lot about that. And I think a lot about the issues. And they are very controversial, almost political issues, about dyeing your hair, about using Botox, about using fillers. Is it right? Is it wrong? Is it ageist? Or is it age assertive? So I think a great deal about it, obviously, because my whole world is successful aging. But there is nothing more beautiful than being able to reach a book from a high shelf without feeling pain. That really looks nice. And you look elegant when you move right. It is something that can be gained, not just in your own health, but even in your own looks. And I'm going to end this segment this way. People always ask, you know, and there's loads of articles, the 10 things you can do to look younger. Right? And they usually have something to do with wrinkles, to be honest. But let me tell you the number one thing you can do to look younger. Have good posture. If you move right, if you move young, you look young. And that is actually more apparent to the way people see you. See, you see every little detail of yourself. People don't see every detail. They see you in silhouette. And if you have that elegant stance because you're not in pain, you're not stiff, you, as Liz Grantham said, you can turn around the back of the car and get your hat without looking like you're making a grimace, you look much younger. And it's really true. So we're going to come back and we're going to talk about how the optimal, all one word please, the optimal.me gives you that holistic look and feel. And a question I'm going to pose to Liz that she didn't expect, which is, do you think we're going to be able to keep it up when coronavirus is over? We're very into ourselves right now, but are we going to get back to the go-go, rush, and neglect ourselves again? Don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy. And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Okay, so this is our last segment, and I want to make sure that you get everything out. But one of the things I wanted to actually ask you, and I'm very interested in this, is as you're doing your business and you're seeing who's going on and who's using the app and who drops out, are you seeing habit change? I'm very interested in habit change, and I think somebody like you probably has an overview of that. Do people go on, they get all excited, and then they disappear? In other words, are we going to stick with some of these things? And what you're doing gives us some statistics, or at least anecdotal, you know, information on that, I think. So that's where I'm going with it. But is there anything else that you want in any arena that you would like to make sure we bring out in our last segment?
I think the one thing I would love to just talk about, and it's your jingle makes me think about it every time I hear it, is about the impact of movement on depression, you know, on your mindset, and how music also impacts that, because we've composed all our own music for the site, specifically sort of to kind of help with the mind-body connection and how music has an impact on that. So I'd love to just have, you know, 2 minutes about that before we get into the whole habit section.
Good. I think we can make an easy connection there. Okay?
Mm.
All right.
Perfect.
Here we are ready.
Okay. Last segment. Any comments?
Well, we should do the store. I didn't do the store.
Okay, whatever you almost in.
Well, we'll start with the store.
Okay.
Okay.
You may think that I'm full of it. Doesn't bother me, not even a bit, 'cause I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
And hello, 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 this is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. Now, if you go to our website, generationboldradio.com, give me your email address, and you will get our free weekly newsletter. And it's growing more and more information, particularly during this time of corona. And also brings you to, by the way, which I hardly ever mention, our Twitter and our LinkedIn sites. Now, we have over 5,000 connections on that LinkedIn. And most of those people are in the field of aging one way or another. And so there's a lot of information that I put out three times a day, on successful aging. But there's no reason that you, as consumers of years, I call you the consumer of years, I shouldn't go on our own LinkedIn here, Adrienne Berg's LinkedIn and Twitter, all of which you can get every single Monday linked to our newsletter. So there's a lot of information available, not just from the little newsletter every Monday, but from the daily postings that we have, if you know how to access them. Everything is free. You simply go to generationboldradio.com. When you do that, you'll also find our store. And here's a little bit of a blurb about our Generation Bold store. Hooray, our Generation Bold store is up and running. Just visit our website, generationboldradio.com, for access to unique products and services like luggage forwarding for your next trip, gorgeous Brazos canes and hiking sticks, Wander Club charms to commemorate your every adventure. I handpicked everything in the store to add fun and ease to your life. It makes a great gift, it's priced right, and it's of the finest quality whatever has been selected. All these items truly enhance my life, and I want you to discover them as well. Visit GenerationBoldRadio.com and see for yourself. And we are back. And let me tell you, we're speaking here with Liz Grantham, and she offers to you during the sequestration period a free trial of the Optimal.me, and it could change your future. But it won't change your future if it doesn't change your habits when it comes to movement, when it comes to nutrition and all the mind, body, spirit that you find there. So I was saying to Liz, I want to talk about that. I want to talk about what she's seeing about habit change. And she said, you know, yes, great, I want to talk about that. But I also want to mention music and what we've done with music on my side, on the app. And I think, Liz, that there's a connection. If you get hooked on the pleasantness of anything, your habits are changing. If you're not hooked on the pleasantness, if the endorphins don't kick in when you're doing your exercises, you may simply abandon it. So tell us a little bit about this music and why you thought that was so important for the people using your digital platform.
Well, I think the wonderful thing is, you know, science tells us that our brain's chemistry or neuroplasticity changes constantly in response to our movements or the lack of movement. So you often find that people that don't move much suffer more from depression or, you know, mental health issues than those who are doing enough physical activity, because really movement and the brain is completely linked. And the other thing that is so linked to, as you were saying, to movement and us creating a habit is whether we start creating dopamine when we exercise. And, you know, you hear runners. Don't you always hear them? They get on that runner's high and they can go for miles and miles, which, I mean, I just really have never understood. I've tried. I've tried everything in the book to have that feeling. The only thing that has ever made me just feel so happy and engaged with life and vital at the end of a workout are these functional movement workouts because of the music. And I think most of us love to dance. You know, dancing and a good song reminds us of a happy time, or, you know, a time in our life when we were happy and joyful, or, you know, music can move us emotionally and really kind of have an impact on us. And one of the things that I found really difficult when we started this journey and producing the content for the Optimal Me was that there wasn't great library music and it was all just awful. So I love music. I worked in the music industry for many years when I was much younger. And I have done quite a lot of research into the impact of music on our brains. And we work with a pain physiotherapist who lives in Australia. And she was telling me how the simplest of movements actually can trigger dopamine when they don't hurt. So when you do movements that hurt you and, you know, you get into that fight or flight piece. But when you're doing movement that doesn't hurt you, it actually starts creating the production of endorphins. But also when you start finding flow, you really kind of get a bigger kick from what you're doing. And music is one of the things that helps you do that. So we have actually composed all of the music you're going to hear in our workouts. And we've really gone and thought, you know, what kind of music do we like? What are the melodic things that actually we know work on the brain to make you feel better and happier? And obviously, it's for each of us, it's different. But we've really gone to that point where we are, you know, creating all of the music you hear on that site is original and composed, especially for us, for, you know, the people in our age group, so that, you know, there's a bit of swing and there's a bit of jazz and there's some country and a little bit of rock and roll. And that's what actually really, I think, as you were mentioning, helps you build a healthy habit is when it is fun. You know, there's nothing worse than things that are a chore. You dread having to do them. You know, do I have to? So in terms of habit, like something you enjoy means you want to come back for more. And we've really worked very hard to try and create that experience.
You know, if we can accomplish anything, Liz, it would be that everybody listening does get that joy from movement. Because once you do that, you become addicted, and I use that in the best sense. I'll give you a little bit of a background on this, and then I hope you'll all see what we mean. I do get what you call the runner's high, but I never run. I'm a walker. And it takes a tremendous number of miles for me. I have to walk about 24, 25 miles. And then something comes in. And what comes in generally is a meditative state. I sometimes wonder if it's dangerous because I can wake up from that meditative state and I'm 4 or 5 or 6 miles already that I walked and I don't remember that I walked. But boy, do I feel great. And this is true of most of the free walkers. Some of them who are in better shape, they get that high in the first 3 miles. I have to walk a lot for that to happen. But I know what it feels like. And once you know what it feels like, you do want it. And if it's not from drugs and medication, as you say, if it's not from a substance, if it's something that your body produces, it's really very healthy, even though I will say it's slightly addictive. The first time that I was the kid who got detention for skipping gym. I didn't go to gym. I thought that was for dumb girls. I'm not kidding. It was that bad. So I didn't start to exercise till I was 50 years old. And the first time that I was in a hotel, and I felt I needed to get to the gym because I liked the feeling of it, changed my life. And if the optimal.me can give people that feeling that, gee, they've got to get on that app today for their 15 minutes in the morning or 30 minutes in the afternoon, whenever they decide to do, or throughout the day, that's the life. That's the game changer. That's the game changer. And that's what I saw in this. Because for some people, the gym does not work. It just doesn't work. They can't. It does not mean anything to them except another chore. So we thank you so much for doing this. And I'm sorry you can't even go out of the house. We're able to walk and walk, but this too shall pass. And let's finish with you giving everybody your website one more time.
So if you go along to www.theoptimal, as Adrian has kept telling you, one word, .me, you will find our site, and we just talk about, you know, finding your physical freedom, whatever that might mean to any of you. We have a 30-day free plan at the moment, and that includes our 21-day First Steps to Physical Freedom course. So please go along and just enjoy yourself there. It's not, you know, there's no pressure.
21 days to a new you. That would be the old way of saying it. But the fact is, it can happen. And I'll say this, as I say every single week to everybody, get out there, kids, or in this case, stay in, kids, and make it happen. We'll talk to you next week. Okay, see how it goes? Pretty
Adrian,
good,
that
right?
That was wonderful. I would love to keep chatting and hear about your time in South Africa and where you were and what you did, but I'm sure you've got lots to get on with on your Friday.
I do, but I have to tell you something very bad. You're not going to like it. I got typhoid fever.
Oh, dear.
So
In South Africa?
No, in Zambia. Actually... Okay. We're not quite sure. Definitely not South Africa. No doubt. I know that. What happened was actually wonderful. I had a great time. And I, as long as I didn't die, I'm glad I went. It was, you know. But what happened was it was great. I mean, we went down to Zambezi. There were water buffaloes with us. We went to many, many of the cities in Zambia. We went on a walking safari. We had a great time. I mean, there was no doubt. I have never been so close to rhinos and giraffes. It was terrific. And then I went to Lake, I think I'm saying this right, Karasek. It's in Zambia, but it's on the border, not of South Africa. Yes, in Zimbabwe. And there was trouble in Zimbabwe on that border, and there was a German community, and they had fled, and they actually had their homes boarded up and all this. But I wanted to see this lake because I knew that in the 1920s it had been flooded to make a reservoir, and animals had escaped to an island, and they said it was just like Jurassic Park. And it was. It was great. But then I think I did something stupid. I went to a hotel, and they had a buffet, and I ate food that was open. And that's what happened. In my time there, I was very happy. It was exciting. We met the president. I mean, we were dealing with journalists and how they should tell their story about the land that thundered and all this thing. But about 3 or 4 days after returning home, I got very sick. And of course, in my little town in New Jersey, nobody knew even what it was, right? So they dusted off an infectious disease doctor. I don't think they brought him. I think he was living in a closet because he had nothing to do like for 30 years, right? So they bring him out, and he's so excited because he's got a case. So it took him 6 weeks. I was in the hospital for 6 weeks. And then they figured out what it was, and I got like a lot of Cipro and stuff like this, and I recovered. And they said, they said to me, I was 57 years old, and they said to me, you know, you've built up a lot of immunities from this, from surviving this. I said, oh, thank you. I'm very glad I went through this. But it was true. I got through my 60s, and I'm in my early 70s, really relatively healthy. And I'm just wondering if this had to do with the fact that I battled this thing in my late 50s. I don't know. But but it was
I mean, it's actually
experience.
Terrifying, isn't it? When you think of what's going on now, just you're talking about,
yes.
you know, the, you know, bringing out these people, but seeing some of these really old people who obviously went through the kind of Spanish flu period or whatever, that are in over 100 and actually recovering from COVID.
Yep. I mean, so who knows?
It is extraordinary.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to email you a recording of a recent, I think you'd be very interested in this. It's a recent webcast on the coronavirus and a metabesity, which is really inflammation. It's just our word for inflammation
in
the immune system.
Yeah.
And some of the top geroscientists are on it. The United Nations is on it. And it was really, really a very good webcast to do. Is the right place? Let me see what I have here. No, I have Deborah, which I guess is your PR person.
Mm.
But I can send.
Yes.
Oh, Stuart says he has your email address. I'm going to send it
yes,
to you.
Yes, he does.
You'll enjoy
Brilliant.
It.
I'd love
okay.
that. Thank you. Adrian, thank you so much. Have a wonderful
thank
weekend.
You. It was wonderful. And we will send you a link
right.
to the show, a link to other things,
yes,
okay?
And we'll take care. Send it out. Fantastic.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
I have a meditation online if you are interested.
I am. Do we have time?
Save our monster.